Hello and welcome to the Shout the Magpie podcast. This is episode 2. So, we've just celebrated the Easter weekend. It's Tuesday morning and I've got that kind of strange feeling you used to get when you were young after you'd had like a big weekend. Except this time, I'm not hungover in any way. Haven't been sick anyway. My head's not pounding. You still kind of have that weird kind of after weekend feeling though, that kind of, ooh, what did I do? Did I make the most of it? Did I do everything I wanted to do? Did I have the most best possible time that I could definitely have? And we had a good time. We had a good weekend. I ate a lot of chocolate. I ate more chocolate than I received, so I think I've got some children that are going to be missing some chocolate. But there's that feeling, isn't there, like with bank holidays, especially the Easter one, the first kind of big one where you just like, it's like as a mum, I'm just like clawing towards that Easter weekend. You know, you've had all the dark, the last bit of winter, and you're just trying to get to it, and then you get to it, and you're like, at last. Even though this year we still had rain and snow, so it wasn't quite the amazing spring situation that I was hoping for, but still, it was still good, you know. And over the years I've realized I really need to kind of really celebrate these long weekends and make the most of them. My husband's kind of working every day, and just getting that extra day makes such a big difference as a family of, you know, what we can do, where we can go. And for him, he just gets that extra bit of time to relax. That those 2 days, well, Easter, 3 days of just kind of knowing you don't have to go to work the next day, you know, it changes things for all of us. It makes us all relaxed. It's not just him. It has a really big impact across us all. So this Easter we went up to a caravan park in Northumberland, which is very nice. It gave us a really nice chance just to kind of be together in ways that we don't know. In your everyday life, you don't spend as much time together as you think you would. You know, you're dashing here, you're dashing there. The older ones kind of lurk in their bedrooms or go out for looking. Shh, don't tell them. But yeah, so the times that you think you're going to be spending together as a family, you know, in your day-to-day life, it's not quite as much time as you'd hope. But when you're in a caravan and you're all squeezed together for all that time, so there's no getting away from anyone. And it's actually not as bad as you expect it to be. Sometimes you're just like, oh no, how can we spend all this time with these 5 children squashed in this little room? But actually it doesn't take long for everyone to kind of settle into it and start to enjoy themselves. And you can see the relationships, you see the extra bonds that are made just by having that time together. So it's definitely a worthwhile thing to do. But yeah, over the last few years, I've realised, you know, you need to make the most of these bank holidays. Really, we need to be making the most of every day, but it's easier said than done when you're rushing here and there and you're thinking of bills to be paid and you're trying to sort out all the school things. But if you can, like, really concentrate your time on those bank holidays, and then you just get a glimpse into what life could be like. Imagine having bank holidays every week, you know, it wouldn't be the same. But when you've got them every so often, it just makes them extra special. So yes, I'm going to make a really big effort to make sure we do something good at every single bank holiday this year. I want to go away a lot. And it's like, you know, it's nice spending time at home, it's nice having people over and that type of thing, but you just get a different layer of bond when you all kind of leave the house together. You know, you're all in it together. You're just out there in the world, because it can be easy to just kind of become a little bit isolated, a little bit kind of in your bubble, you know, as a family at home. And then, you know, sometimes it stops you from pushing yourself a little bit further. I know it sounds crazy. You think, oh, I'm doing all this stuff every day, but you just get stuck in that bubble. So if you don't push yourself out and kind of go out in the world together as a pack, you know, as a tribe, I feel really tribal when I walk with my family. Cause I just have one of the babies. Well, she's not a baby now, she's nearly three. But yeah, he was having a carrier, and I feel like an ancient woman walking with my people, you know, through the wilderness and the woods and everything. That's what I feel like when we go on a big walk with my family, and you just kind of get a little tiny little ideas to what it felt like just kind of being that way and being kind of tribal and just like being a pack out in the world. And that's what I like to experience when I'm out and about. But yeah, so today we've kind of we're back home, and there's like stuff everywhere. There's half eaten boxes of Easter eggs everywhere, which I'm trying really hard not to start eating. I've been very lucky, everyone has slept in. So it's like 8:30 now and everyone's asleep. And I'm just sneak downstairs to get a coffee just to have that little moment of quiet just before the chaos starts again in the school holidays. And then everyone wakes up, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're hungry. It's non-stop, but this is like a magical time just in the quiet. I'm not going to do anything useful. I'm just going to put my makeup on. But just this time is very special, so I'm going to cherish it. And now I'm going to go. I'm going to leave you on the idea that, you know, make that extra little bit more out of your bank holidays. You know, we've got the May ones coming up soon. Have a think, you know, what can you do to kind of get yourself and your family out into the world and just get yourselves out of your bubble? It doesn't have to be expensive. You can go camping if you're really bored. I like camping in theory. And I will go camping. If it's a choice between a holiday or no holiday, I will go camping, but it's never my first choice. But, you know, you can get some very nice, reasonable caravans to rent for a weekend, or a cottage if you're feeling a bit flush. But, yeah, definitely recommend doing something, kind of getting out of your usual zone and just pushing yourself a little bit further. Pushing yourself further. God, this is definitely the kind of first world problems, isn't it? Push yourself to go on a little holiday break. I can see the irony in this. But yeah, everything feels difficult. It's different people at different times, so it's fine. Go out and enjoy yourself. Don't feel guilty about it. Have a really good day, and I can hear from you next time. Cheerio for now.